Wow, you're finally here. Do you know how long I've been waiting? Yeah, the baby was fussy. It's always something with you. What do I mean? I mean, all you care about these days is your fucking family. You barely make time for me anymore. I used to see you, what, 3, 4 times a week? Now it's like once or twice at best, and you're always rushed. When was the last time we actually had a nice, long, raunchy session together? Where you tie me up and beat the shit out of me? Or the last time we had time to role play something fun? These days, it's like wham bam, thank you, ma'am. Like we're teenagers again. You come in minutes. What happened to the other guy I used to fuck? The one who could edge for hours and then come everywhere? The guy who took the time to actually make it feel real when we did rape play? These days, it's like you don't even want to rape me. No, don't try to make me feel better. I don't want to hear your bullshit. I'm not her, and I'm certainly not a jury you can charm into seeing your side of things. No, you're spending way too much time with them, and I feel neglected. Before the baby came around, you were here so often. God, remember when she was in the third trimester and her libido completely tanked? Ugh, fuck. Those nights were the best. She'd be snoring by 9 p.m. like some old hag, and you'd be at my door within 15 minutes. You dumped enough cum inside me, I would have thought I was gonna get pregnant. Thank God I'm on the pill. A part of me thinks it might be hot to have your kid, but only because it would make me feel superior to her. Like, not only are you cheating, but you got your side chick pregnant, and she's your ex-girlfriend from high school. Oh my God. I live for the fucking drama of it all. Oh, please, don't act like it doesn't turn you on, too. I can see you getting hard through those slacks. And I know that look in your eye. You get off on it. You love cheating on her. Poor, pathetic wifey at home with the baby. And you're over here fucking me. Hell, even before she got pregnant. It just made you even more eager when she did because the sex slowed down. You know you love fucking me. Okay, she lets you get rough, sure, but she doesn't know you like I do. She doesn't know the sick things that turn you on. All the fucked up things I can whisper to you and get you coming on command. Look at you, pulling out that dick and stroking it. You love it when I rub this in your face, don't you? When I talk about what a sick bastard you are. Such a terrible husband. When we talk about all the degrading shit we'd like to do to her. That's right. Stroke that cock daddy. That's another thing she won't do. Call you daddy. But you love it when I'm your little girl, don't you? When I beg daddy to rape my little pussy. Or when I let you beat me, let you take out all that frustration that builds up. You can't do that to her. Can't lay a finger on your precious little wife. But you come here and you get to choke and slap and spank me. Use floggers and paddles and canes until my ass is red and raw. Until I'm crying from the pain and begging you to stop. But you're the one who decides when to stop, aren't you? You get to be in complete control when you come to see me. You get to fuck me in every hole, beat me and degrade me, leave me covered and dripping with your cum. That's right. Keep going. Ooh. You want to come on my face, don't you? Want me to kneel down for you and let you come all over this pretty face? She doesn't let you do that, does she? It's too degrading for her. Not for your favorite cum slut. You love coming on my face and tits, don't you? Looking down at me while I kneel before you, ready to worship you? That's what you want, isn't it? Someone to fucking worship that cock? Oh, fuck yes. Yeah, come for me. Oh, come, baby. Give me everything she won't take. Oh. That was a big load. Maybe I should pick a fight with you more often.